Hello, hello. It's Henrik. I wanted to introduce a new segment of this podcast. I think of it as companion content for conversations along the way, and I've been planning this for a while. I might break it out into its own thing at some point, I'm not sure yet. I've had many working titles for it, Me, Myself, and I. I was quite proud of that one and then realized there are dozens of podcasts that are named just that. I landed on Talking Amongst Myself. Thank you, Mike Myers. This is part diary, part brainstorming session, part self-inquiry. I want to lay bare some of the inner workings of my journey of personal growth, spiritual growth, and along the way offer reflections on some of the topics that I'm interested in that you'll be familiar with if you listen to conversations along the way. So why selves? Well, the whole topic of self figures prominently in Buddhist thought, as many of you will know. There's this notion of no self in Buddhism. Now, often that is quite misunderstood. The idea isn't that there isn't some sense of self. No, it's rather that selfhood is something constructed. It's more like a narrative, like a story, than something fixed within you. And the more my spiritual journey has evolved and deepened, the more I have found this to be true. That there are various parts within me vying for attention, wanting something to say, having something to say. So who are these characters in my case? Well, let me introduce them. There's little guy. That's sweet and innocent little Henrik, who is easily scared and confused, but is also very trusting, very open, very much like a young child, and somebody that I have come to care deeply about the more I've gotten to know him. There's Hothead. Now, he's a little harder to like, at least at first blush. That's the adolescent part of me that's very reactive, easily prone to anger, but has, if I really look at it very carefully, a lot of protective energy about him. That's really, really good. He really wants to do the right thing. He just doesn't know how to do it very often. There's Dr. Stentorian. That's my name for the superego, the critical voice that I carry within me that's very, very loud in my head. I have had Dr. Stentorian berate me for 45 years or something like that, ever since I've hit adolescence. Now, he too is an important part that I'm trying to befriend, because even his attitude, his approach, what he wants has its good sides. Finally, we have two more. The mediator, that's my name for the adult me, the character within me, that it tries to balance out all of these things. It tries to be the adult in the room. And then finally, there's the observer. Now, people who have some meditation background or a contemplative practice will, I think you'll know what I'm talking about. That's that sense of awareness that is non-judgmental, detached while interested in what is going on within you. Now, my sense of these characters is evolving. I'm not saying this is the final list. I rather like the names, but there might well be more of them. And we'll see what happens as my practice progresses, as this little segment within the podcast or of the podcast progresses. And this is not an actual conversation that you'll be listening in on. There's no acting out. There are no different voices. There's no gestalt therapy session happening or a family systems therapy session. The idea is I want to tease out what any given behavior or reaction or thought of mine says about these various parts of me and what that process of discovery says about bigger topics that I've been thinking about forever. Topics of religion, the topics of philosophy, for example, the notion of sin, of salvation, of awakening, of higher and lower self, and of ego and Buddha nature, all these huge terms that we throw around that I've been thinking about, as I said, for a long, long time. Why is it such a slog to be good, quote unquote, and to live out our highest ideals? I believe we can hold all of these fraught issues with much more compassion and understanding once we connect to the deeper truths of who we are. The hope is to get as close as possible to talking about the most consequential matters from a perspective of personal experience and integration, which is what the Buddha taught us to strive for. So if any of this sounds interesting to you, I hope you'll decide to join me on these little journeys of discovery. For now, as always, thanks for listening.